This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
My goodness. My goodness. What an episode. It's time for the Almost Famous podcast. We are here breaking down The Golden Bachelor. Ashley and myself are so prepared, so ready. We also have a really special guest today. We have Cherie coming on. Cherie is incredibly accomplished. She has led a city. She has been awarded Miss Senior World. I mean, we have a guest, a rock star, really, in our midst. And we cannot wait to talk to her about her thoughts on the Fantasy Suite Week. But before we bring her on, Ashley and myself have our thoughts. Ashley, to me, this episode was one I was gripped by, I was into. And here's what I love, Ashley. Mm-hmm. Here's what I love. The drama of this episode was not people necessarily being intentionally mean to somebody else.
No roast in this episode?
No roast. The drama is in the emotion, and I love it.
Yeah, seriously. If you guys don't know, Ben had a huge issue with the roast that happened during the Bachelor in Paradise episode. We talk about it during our Bachelor in Paradise recap episode. Yeah, you're right. This is like some, this is some good love drama. I don't know, like, what is my takeaway from this? Overall, this episode made me like Teresa more, saw her more as an contender. And I still feel more physical chemistry though with Gary and Leslie.
Okay, couple rapid fire questions kind of out of the blue to get this thing started. One would be, do you see any of these last two women potentially being the next Golden Bachelorette if we were to have one?
I still think that if there's a Golden Bachelorette, it's going to be Faith.
Okay.
I feel like everybody was rooting for Faith. I mean, I think it was just such a shocker that she'd be the Bachelorette.
So you don't think any of these two women will be the next Bachelorette? Ashley, do you think the way that Gary handled the Fantasy Suite week was, I've never really heard, I mean, there's not, at least in recent memory, Juan Pablo obviously said something during Fantasy Suites that really threw him off. Do you just feel like he handled this like most leads do, or was there an element different to you?
Well, that's a good question. I actually think that like a lot of leads handle it well. So I think he probably handled it even better than most leads just because he has just the life experience. But as we'll talk about when we get on the phone with Cherie, I do think that he may have led the ladies on a bit too much.
So my final kind of random question for you, did this episode live up to everything you were hoping for when it comes to Fantasy Suites and The Golden Bachelor?
It did. It did.
Okay. Let's dive into it now. We start out that
I wish I could elaborate. Did it live up for you? Because you're the one, you know, that's been, you know, the biggest fan of the show. Not to say that I'm not, but
I think it did. I mean, I for me, what I wanted to see in this episode was them taking the time to explore their relationship without cameras. I don't know how it spits them out yet, so I can't really say, because there's a lot of things left unsaid when it comes to kind of the breakdown of the two evenings. They both seem great. They both seem fine, but they always, you know, if they go reasonably well, they seem fine and great, and you still really don't know what's going on in Gary's head or really the women's head. I think we saw the dynamics of both women coming into this very excited, and I think we saw Gary getting very overwhelmed, probably more overwhelmed than the show showed. I think Gary was a mess of emotions, and I think a mess of exhaustion. Honestly, Fantasy Suites week is tiring. No matter what you're doing behind closed doors, you're up late. You're not sleeping much. You're talking as much as you can, because obviously, even if you are, you know, entering into intercourse, it ain't taking 6 hours. You have a lot of time to talk.
Yes. There is one other thing I'd like to mention. The two storylines are so separate with the women. You have one woman who's never even felt like she's had like a great love, never been able to comfortably say, I want to spend the rest, or I will be spending the rest of my life with you. And then there's another woman who is more in his boat, where she's a widow and she may have never expected another love again. Do you find one more compelling than the other? Do you find that their backgrounds play a role in who he's going to pick?
I don't know if it plays a role in who he's going to pick, because I think you have two very different dynamics. If he wants to be Leslie's first real love, then that's something that would be maybe intriguing to him. If he wants to have a partner who understands what it's like to love again, then he would, you know, pick Teresa. I think it just makes the women who they are in a lot of ways. Like, you see kind of their behaviors, their characteristics, their personalities shine through their life experiences. And I mean, one of the reasons why I've been so much in the Teresa camp since the beginning, and this doesn't take away from Leslie's abilities, it's just life experience, is Teresa will have a built-in empathy that Leslie cannot have, because she has not experienced loss. Teresa will be able to understand what it's like maybe on a random day when Gary starts crying because it's the anniversary of his late wife and it's just filling him up, and she still loves him and she will sit beside him in that because she gets it too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think for Teresa, there is maybe an emotional connection. And I think for Leslie, it's always been not only emotional connection, I think they get along great. And I think they care about each other a ton. But it's also been a very physical connection. Leslie has always been our sex panther. She's always been sexy. She's yeah. always been very like kind of forward. And she's, so it's just two different women. And now it's, what does he want for this next stage of his life?
Mm-hmm. Here are the two moments that are a little bit, that confuse us as to who he's going to pick. He tells Leslie, Trista told me something. She said, you have to find the woman who you can't live without, not the one you can live with. And then he says, I think you're that one. I have to have coffee with you every morning. And I have to have you when I go to bed at night. Like, that is huge. If that's how he feels towards Leslie and what he says to her on the first date of the week, why would he go and say, I love you to Teresa in the fantasy suite? Does he change his mind in his fantasy suite with Teresa? That's the big question. Because I think leading into this episode, it seems quite obvious that Leslie's the front runner. But then it changes.
I think there's a little bit of understanding of where Gary's at. And I know from our perspective, it seems like he's leading him on. And in a sense, he is. And I'm sure he's not exactly sitting watching this being like, I'm so glad I did this to both of them. Because one of these women is going to end up being hurt. However, this, you know, based on my experience on the show, this is a part that's always very interesting to me. Because what I think Gary's doing is being as authentic as he knows how to based on his previous life experience. Typically, when you care about somebody and they're sharing that one. When they share with you, hey, I love you, the responses are really, you know, if you feel the same way, it's really hard to be like, that sounds great. No, you respond with a, I love you too. And I think also there's an element here where for Gary especially, and I can't necessarily relate with this, he's overwhelmed with a feeling that he has not been used to in many, many years. He has two women that I genuinely think he cares about, that I genuinely think he could see the rest of his life with. And as a result, he doesn't know how to navigate it. There's no road map, as he said, to how to do this well or what to say and not to say. You just get thrown in it. And so I watch this and I say, Gary is a mess. And I like it. For television purposes, I love it. I think he's in it. I think he's doing it. I think he's involved in it. I think he's feeling everything he can possibly feel. From a real life perspective, I think it's going to be really painful for Gary and the last two women. Both of them, honestly. I think one woman who he chooses is going to have a lot of stuff to have to figure out. I do think Teresa would be more prepared to kind of navigate that with him than Leslie would. But however, both women are going to be hurt because they're going to have to watch Gary say this on national television. And then at the same time, one of them is going to be going home and she's going to be confused to why she's going home when Gary said, this could be the next first morning of the rest of my life. And hey, I think you're the one that I can't live without. So both women now have a verbal confirmation from Gary that is not just, I care about you and I love you. It is, after this, I see my life with you.
I know.
So one of the things I want to talk about, Ashley, about this scenario is I did feel, and Jessica did feel, that there was a disconnect between Leslie and Gary more than Teresa and Gary the next morning. It felt like the closeness of their relationship going into that night. Like, I was watching this going, there is zero chance he's not choosing Leslie. Okay. In fact, Jessica says, are you going to be sad when he chooses Leslie? And I said, no, I like Leslie. I just always thought it was going to be Teresa because I was so convinced. Like, what in the world's happening here? But the next morning, Jessica looked at me and she actually said at first, she said, hey, Gary seems distant. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, after our good old, you know, friend Little Wayne, once you do it, you come to your senses a little bit.
Oh my gosh. Like, Ben, wait, really?
I thought maybe he just had the like next morning kind of like hangover where like his mind is swirling. He's like, wait, I don't know what I just did. I haven't done this in a while. It was so great. And now like I'm getting some clarity. Like that is a thing. It is a thing. However,
because like you think like oh my gosh, like the excitement, because she, like you said, she's kind of like the sex panther. Once like the sex was had and that was out of his system, then things clarified whether or not it's like an emotional and mental match.
Yeah, I do. Gotcha. Do you agree? Disagree?
I have to, before making comment, rewatch the morning scene to see if I really truly feel like it's that distant.
We felt distance. I'll say that. So that was my perspective, Ben, is I felt distance the next morning.
So interesting.
It's a thing, Ashley. It's a thing. It's a good teller of when you found the right one. Because when you find the right one, you know, you high five and you're like, let's try it again tomorrow or tonight or in 2 hours. This like, was awesome. Let's go make breakfast.
You're like, oh, that's it's great, but it's out of my system.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know if I can do this again.
Because the lead up is the most fun part, right?
Exactly. It's a thing. I can't say it was the thing that caused it. It's a theory that I'm placing on that next morning.
Is this a guy thing or a girl thing too? Or do you think it's predominantly a guy thing? I know. I don't even know why I asked you that, because Jess and I are obviously in a situation where we can't really answer it either, as we were not really so sexually experienced.
I would imagine it's both. I would imagine there is that, I'd imagine it's an element for both. And you know, I know from my, like from being a man, it is, you know, a thing. I don't know from a woman's perspective if it is a thing or not, but I would imagine it is in maybe some different way, or you'd explain it some different way. Lil Wayne has a saying in one of his songs that explains it pretty well. So I don't know, Ash. I felt it. We'll see. It's a theory, but we should see if maybe Cherie feels the same way. I want to ask her because obviously she is in the age group that would be on the show. She would maybe understand a little more, and she's maybe reading into things that you and I wouldn't be based on our, you know, lack of life experience. So let's bring her on now. We'll dive into the episode. We'll dive into what we think's next. We'll dive into who she thinks, you know, Gary's going to end up with. Cherie.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
We're very lucky again this week to have a very special person on here breaking down kind of their opinions and their thoughts on The Golden Bachelor. We have Cherie this week. Cherie, can you explain to our audience how we know you? How do we come in contact with you? Why are we so lucky to have you on our podcast?
Hi, I'm from beautiful Port Angeles, Washington, former mayor, former Miss Senior USA and Miss Senior Washington World. And I'm just a lady who loves adventure, who loves romance, and absolutely adore Gary from The Golden Bachelor. So I'm really happy to talk with you.
First of all, you are from Twilight Zone, like literally the yes. Twilight capital of the world. I'm so jealous. I want to take a trip there one day.
Please come. We'll roll out the red carpet. I was the mayor of Twilight. I was mayor during the Twilight series. I'm a big fan. I'm Team Edward. I want you to know.
Same. Of course. Of course. As all people really should be. No offense to our friend and sweet, sweet man, Taylor Lautner.
We love Taylor, but you know, when a guy sparkles, it just makes your heart throb. What can I say?
Goodness gracious. All right. Before we get into The Golden Bachelor, you were the mayor for how many years?
Port Angeles, Washington. I served on the city council for 12 years. I'm the only woman ever to serve 3 consecutive terms, and I termed out. So now I'm doing fun things. I'm still volunteering in my community because that's the heart of our community is volunteers. But I modeled in New York Fashion Week in September. I'm in 3 fashion magazines. I'm watching The Golden Bachelor, and I'm talking to you, which is the highlight of my year. You must know that.
Please. You have way too much going on for this to be a highlight. And you were Miss Senior Washington?
Senior World Washington.
Senior World?
Yes, because you know what? Life doesn't need to stop or change because I'm breaking barriers for women of all ages, because if you didn't know how old you were, what would you do? What would your goals be? And so we're just ignoring that, and we're working on attitude, energy, experience, and just really looking for opportunities for women of all ages.
Oh, you're inspiring. Now, what's your relationship status?
I'm married to my nearly perfect husband, Sweet Bob, And he supports me, and I'm very grateful. He's the first man in my life who supports and encourages me and doesn't feel threatened. In fact, my name, Sherry Kidd, is, he proposed to me, and he has a lovely Norwegian name. And I said, I love your name, but I have 300 yard signs that say Kidd for Council, and I can't change now. So I kept my maiden name, and he's just got a great sense of humor, and it's a good partnership. So I'm lucky. Yeah.
How many years married?
Yeah.
17 years. And he's a former Marine. So politically, he's not always diplomatic, but I call him my nearly perfect husband.
He is nearly perfect. Well, I mean, there's so much you've just said at the beginning of this that I cannot wait to talk to you about when it comes to the Golden Bachelor. So before we get into kind of breaking down this episode specifically.
Yes.
And there's some big topics, Sherry. I hope if you're uncomfortable speaking about physical intimacy, fantasy suites, the admissions of love, then let us know and we'll just bypass it. But there are some really interesting things I'd love to get your opinion on. But before we get into that, I really am interested in your overall thoughts on The Golden Bachelor. So season now is coming to an end, and it's been a whole new project, obviously, for the Bachelor franchise. We've seen things happen on the show and stories told that we've never seen before. Would you, I guess, say that this show is breaking barriers in the way that you hoped it would?
Actually, they took a big chance on doing The Golden Bachelor. It was either going to be a hit or a flop, and it's a hit. And so I commend, I really commend the people who found Gary, because he's really the total package of women who are older than, you know, the 20-year-olds are looking for one thing. The ladies who are experienced and more mature, they're looking for something else. And to me, Gary's the total package. He retired at 55, so financially he's stable. He has a loving family. He had one marriage and for 43 years. And let me tell you, his wife trained him well. Whoever the lucky lady gets him, he's well-trained, he's domesticated, and he's ready to settle down and be a good husband. He looks good. Pickleball is the most fastest growing sport for seniors in the world, and it's fun and social. This is the first I've watched The Bachelor since the first season. Okay, and this is the first Bachelor who cries when someone doesn't get a rose. He cries.
Yeah,
he's so sweet.
He's so sweet. He's a great communicator too.
He has emotions, he has feelings, he has humor, and he appears to be a good kisser, I can tell you that. So it's been fun to watch. In fact, from the beginning, I put my money on Faith. She just came out with
motorcycle. So did I.
You know, tossed her hair, and she's a doll. So she got the first rose, and she really made him weak in the knees the first night that she sang to him. So that she kind of started off really strong. I didn't see Teresa coming. It's kind of like a horse race.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Teresa came from the back, and she just kept moving up, So I've been amazed at Teresa's progress too. So he's down to two interesting ladies, two wonderful ladies. And so it was fun last night. It was a fun episode to watch. It was very, very interesting in many ways.
What is your takeaway from just last night's episode? Like, what do you leave thinking was going to happen next week?
Well, so last night was fantasy suites.
Yeah.
Gary is a widow. He hasn't been involved in a romantic relationship for a long time. My first thought was they had him back to back in consecutive nights with fantasy suites and didn't give him a breather. I think he probably needed a breather because he spent the night with Leslie, and he went into it. They had a nice date, and they repelled down this cliff, which frankly would be very frightening to any of us if you're not someone who does that normally. I mean, you look down and it looks like you're going into the depths of the earth. Yeah. And she was scared. I was scared watching it. And if you had roped me up, I would have, you know, that's to me, was that a game changer? Do you say, nice to know you, Gary, I'm out of here, or okay, let's do this? She sucked it up. She did it. And, you know, points for Leslie for actually rappelling down that scary cliff. And then he went on to say, well, she's got rose colored glasses. She hasn't asked me any hard questions. And I think that's important. If you're talking about not a TV show, not a dating situation, you're talking about marriage, you need to ask the hard questions. And so they started getting into that. What's interesting is he says easily to Leslie, I love you. He doesn't do that to Teresa. He never has. And on the, you know, on the home dates, Leslie's family said, are you in love? He said, yes, big smile. Teresa's just didn't get it out. So I've been paying attention to that. And then, but he had such a lovely overnight with Leslie that he was just in, he was glowing. He was in that, he was in it with Leslie. And too soon, here's Teresa riding horses, and he's still overwhelmed with his romantic night with Leslie, which really put him in a place where, how do you switch gears like that so fast? He couldn't.
I wonder what it'd have been like if they switched and if Teresa went first.
Well, let me tell you, Teresa realized he was quiet, and she realized he'd had an opportunity to be with Leslie. So this is the first time I was impressed with Teresa. The girl brought it. She realized he was quiet and she was following someone else who was amazing. So Teresa started selling. I mean, she brought it. She said, oh, I know you're thinking about, you know, her, but you must still be kind of quiet. So let's talk about our future. Let's talk about being together. Let's talk about holidays together. Teresa, who never impressed me as being that aggressive, the girl just absolutely came out. So he didn't know anything about her career. Boom.
She showed a whole different side of herself yesterday. I look at her differently now after she talked about her career as well.
So she was far more accomplished than anyone realized. She had come across early in the season, frankly, even a little naive. I mean, you know, with the thing with Kathy and she just seemed a little naive. But boom, she comes across as a strong, capable woman. And it's like, whoa. And then she's talking about their future together and their bond. And I was like, who is this woman? She's just... And then in the morning, he said, this is the first day of the rest of my life. That was huge. So I think Teresa did well.
Teresa definitely did well. And I want to just clarify that, like, love homemakers. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. I just liked the way her demeanor changed when she talked about her business.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. I do too. She came across as very capable, very intelligent. She came across as a woman who gets it done and who can take her situation and improve herself and do what she needs to do. But she kept referring back to Gary and the way they could do things together. Now, Leslie, the beautiful girl from Minneapolis, he said, you know, are you going, well, let's talk about our life together. Where are we going to be? Where are we going to live? I mean, if we're married, this is a hard question. Leslie cannot leave Minneapolis permanently. And she said, we'll figure it out. Well, honey, you better figure it out before the ring goes on.
He liked that they would figure it out together. He said that's what he wanted to hear.
Yeah, he did. He liked that. But if you're looking at situations, those things you need to know, because she is so established in Minneapolis with her family. That's something they need to work out before the wedding, because those kind of things are stressors on a relationship. So I thought, yeah. So anyway, last night I totally flipped on Teresa with her ability and her selling herself. And she obviously got rid of the ghost of Leslie in the fantasy suite. I do, you know, the girl brought it. That's all I can say.
You know, there's a few things that I want to touch on with you. Sure. You know, this show has been breaking barriers. And maybe I would say, as much as breaking barriers, illuminating truths to life that I think we have either forgotten, we've made taboo, we don't want to think about. But this episode was very much focused, as we would imagine, on physical intimacy. Jesse and Gary sit down and they have this talk about what is expected. And Gary is fairly upfront with, he is willing, able, and wanting to be intimate in whatever way both parties kind of feel comfortable with, right? And it's something different. You know, I haven't seen people make out in their 60s and 70s, really, in my life. I think it's actually really beautiful. My parents are very physically, you know, open with me as I grew up. It was never a secret that they loved each other, that they were attracted to each other. I found it to be a very beautiful thing in our household, and I never doubted that they were still attracted to each other. However, I haven't lived in my household for 15 years, and so I don't see that as much anymore, right? And so I just want to kind of ask you the broad question, when it comes to people in their 60s and 70s being physically intimate, what do you think was going through the woman's mind on this show as they were entering into the fantasy suites? What do you think was going on in Gary's mind? You know, kind of how important is it still? Just maybe clarify some of the things that we didn't get through the conversation with Jesse and Gary that I think would be really helpful for listeners to understand.
I think Gary approached it very well. It's a wonderful part of a relationship. It's a wonderful part of your life. It's a wonderful part with your partner and your sweetheart and your forever love. And Gary wants that. He's looking forward to that. And it seems to me, I mean, didn't Teresa kiss him on the first date? I don't know. But I mean, the first date, he promised his grandkids no kissing on the first date. Well, there were several ladies who puckered up and grabbed him really quick. So Gary's not averse to kissing. He likes the physical closeness of hugging, and he's just been very, very touchy-feely, though, you know, hugging his ladies and the whole season. And it came down to intimacy, and I like the way he explained it. We don't rush into it. It's emotional. We savor it. We take it slow and gentle and savor it. Well, I have to tell you, I was getting weak in the knees when he was describing that.
That's beautiful.
I think he was just setting it up for a romantic evening with the two of them. And I think that was very important to both the ladies and to him, that they get close and have that time together. And frankly, they're still young to have intimacy, to have fun, but that's an important part of marriage. It should be. And frankly, Gary is at a great age to still enjoy intimacy with his sweetheart.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. So Gary said something like, I don't give a crap what you guys are thinking out there. Like, we're keeping this private, right? But sorry, Gary, we're a podcast and we have to talk about things like this. Do we think that he had sex with both of them or one of them or none of them? Let's just say it.
You know, you sign up for the Golden Bachelor. You have the fantasy suites. It's on TV. They close the lights out. They turn the lights off, but do not disturb. The next morning, they're grinning from ear to ear.
I'm not so sold. I'm not 100% sold because of his little spiel where he said, like, we can take it slow and stuff. I'm wondering if in his head he's like, oh, let me just wait till I pick my final one. I'd rather just wait till there's one lady left. This is just what I'm thinking. And I think that he felt so connected to them through conversation in the fantasy suite. And he did say that, like, wow, like, people at home assume that it's all about sex, but actually it's so special to have that private time. That I think that they could have just been smiling from the great connection that they developed in the room.
Absolutely. like he said, nobody's business. It's our night together. There's no cameras. We can talk about everything. We can be together. We can snuggle. We can talk. We can kiss on, you know, it's our night together, our private time, and we need that. Yeah, because there were no cameras. So that takes the relationship really an important step further. Whether or not they were intimate, they were close. And it was good. They were all happy. Everybody was happy about the overnights together. So sorry, Gary.
We're speculating. Sorry.
Sorry, Gary. I think you had fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Ben? I mean, and I would say too, for anybody, intimacy means a lot of different things. I mean, as long as they're intimate, yeah. And the fantasy suites did what it was supposed to do, which brings them together and allows them the space. I think it's, it was a really, I never got the sense from Gary in his conversation with Jesse that he wasn't prepared to go wherever they felt like as a couple in the moment they needed to go or wanted to go or, desired to go. I think for me, it was an interesting conversation to have somebody in their 70s explaining that process of what was on his mind and what was he thinking. I know from being around so many bachelors and so many leads, sometimes there is this like undertone of like, I just can't wait to get to the fantasy suite to release everything that's been going on for the last 3 months. Yes, it's going to be great to be intimate, but like I have a lot on my mind that is just going to be let go. A lot in my body that's going to be let go during the fantasy suites. I didn't get that sense from Gary. And so, the question that I cannot answer myself, that I know you could answer for us is how does intimacy change maybe from your 20s, 30s to then 60s and 70s?
I think Gary described it. It's softer, gentler, sweeter, more really you really try to be considerate of your partner. Right now, I had a little owie, so I've got, I'm wow. Temporary, a little temporary, but that's life. So you have to be considerate of your partner, their feelings, and, life events. And so, but Gary came across that let's be together. Let's have pillow talk. Let's take a gentle and slow, and let's go where we want to go. And there, he's very considerate, very thoughtful, very kind. And I really like his attitude. And made it very clear. I'm 72. I'm still romantic. I'm looking for a romantic partner. So honestly, he handled it so well. Whether or not, whatever they did, they were close and it worked for them, because Gary seems to be an emotionally caring and considerate partner. So it worked for them.
Leslie asked him, when was the last time you had sex?
Right.
And he said a very long time. We speculated last week with that, assuming that that's what he was going to sort of say, that it had been, in my opinion, I think that it was his wife. After seeing that conversation unfold, do you think that she should have asked him on camera or just waited for that question till the fantasy suites?
Well, the camera theoretically is not supposed to be there. I mean, it's there, so we're watching, but they're building a relationship. He asked her to ask him some hard questions. That's a question that a couple can discuss. So that's just one of the things that if you're on The Bachelor, there's a camera over your shoulder. But they were, in theory, they're trying to build a relationship. And that was a valid question. And act in new couples coming together, sometimes that needs to be, you need to have that discussions, because that way it gives you enough information so you can be more considerate with your partner. You can be more gentle or take it slow, whatever they need, but you have to understand each other that way. And I think it was a very valid question.
This is coming from a guy who was asked straight up on The Bachelorette if I was a virgin. And that wasn't a question I was prepared to answer, but it was also very important to answer, I think, for Caitlin at the time. And would I have preferred her to ask me off camera? I don't know. Because as you said, you kind of at some point have to get over it. You just have to know that, yes, you've signed up to get your life exposed on national television. Earlier on, Sheree, we broke down the episode before we brought you on, kind of just giving our overall synopsis of what we experienced watching it. One of the things that I experienced watching it was I felt, and my wife felt, she said it actually before I did, that there was, it seemed like a distance between Gary and Leslie when they woke up in the morning. Yes, they were smiling, but she felt like, hey, he's pushed away a little bit more than he was the night before. Would you agree with that sentiment? Did you feel that, or did you see something different?
Well, it was interesting because he repeatedly told Leslie that he loved her and he was committed. Okay, so that was significant. The next morning, when he went to meet with Teresa, his mind was still with Leslie. Yeah. And he said, I wonder what Leslie's doing right now. So Teresa really had to come from behind because he was still in the fantasy suite with Leslie, and he couldn't get over it. You know, well, it's time for Leslie to leave. And, you know, here comes Teresa. It was too fast a switch for him mentally and emotionally. So Teresa had to pull him in emotionally. She had to get his attention. To like, hey, big guy, let's talk about our future, you know. And she told him she loved you. I mean, she really had to overcome his, break that connection, break the trance with Teresa. And that's where I think she did very, very well. So he had a good time with Teresa. It took him a while to, like I said, break out of that mentally, physically, emotional bubble he was in with Teresa. But he talked about he would have an exciting life with Leslie, but he and Teresa have that bond and they're connected on a very fundamental basis. And when he woke up with Teresa, said, this is the first morning of the rest of my life. Wow. I think that meant a lot.
Yeah, Ben, I think that's a really good point. I can feel that as well. If it weren't for him saying on the date with Teresa that he was in his head about Leslie, then I would have probably made a bigger deal out of that.
Sure.
Because it's still, it felt like he was still thinking about her like a lot romantically in like the daydreamy state.
See, as I was explaining earlier, the interesting thing to me would be if he was so sold on Leslie going into this week, and then all of a sudden maybe their connection wasn't what he expected. Maybe something was said that he wasn't ready for. Then I would be in my own head too, because he had just told Leslie the night before, like, you're it.
I think he's leading her on. I think that he's saying way too much too soon because he's leading one of these ladies on.
But that would also cause you to be in your own head. So, yeah. You know, for me, I'm looking at it as he might have been in his own head for two different reasons. One,
you're right.
Yes, his mind was still with Leslie, but am I not been necessarily in the, I can't think of spending a day with anybody other than her. It's might be, hey, I told her she's the one and I'm going to break her heart.
Yeah. He's an emotional guy. But he, you know, he says things that are, to me, are telling. He could have an exciting life with Leslie, but he feels safe and bonded to Teresa. So
he also said that he had his concern about Teresa to begin the date, where it was like, oh, we're always bonding over our spouses having passed. I need to find out more about her beyond that, because maybe that's just like our only bond. That being said, I do almost feel like it's an important, I feel like it's maybe a very important bond to have, because that's just something that they're going to have to, like, having that understanding of each other, not abandoning, just still having sad days throughout the year, like, oh, that's the day that my wife passed, and having somebody that like understands that is going to be so critical. I feel like, and Leslie is very far from understanding that, since she never even had like what she thinks is like a great love.
So my concern about Leslie from the beginning is her two failed marriages have hurt her, and she's been abused, she's been abandoned, she has her walls up. And Teresa has that in common with him. They had the long-term marriage, they had the love, they lost their spouse. So you're right, there's a disconnect there. And in that way, Teresa's a much better match because when Leslie goes into another relationship, she's still going to bring some baggage. She's got it. She's mentioned it the whole season. So she's going to bring that baggage in, and she has to learn to trust. And Teresa's light years beyond that.
Yeah. The show's always really good, Sheree, at giving us little foreshadowing of what is to come. And they sneak it in weird places. But as a fan like you, you usually can pick up on it. And there's a phrase that Leslie says. She goes, "I always sabotage it. I always sabotage good things." And it felt like to me that was a weird moment to throw that in, unless something is to come. And I am expecting something to come when it comes to the relationship between Gary and Leslie as the season progresses. Sheree, as we say goodbye to you now, is there anything that we didn't ask you about? Any thoughts on the Golden Bachelor you'd like to share with everybody listening?
I think the Golden Bachelor is a wonderful idea. They picked the right guy. America, women of all ages have fallen in love with Gary. And so I hope it continues. It's just been great fun. And it's been great fun talking with you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Man, you are a pro at interviews. Yeah. Thanks, Sheree. Thank you. All right, Ben, final wager before we sign off. We have 2 weeks until we find out who Gary picks. Who do you think it's going to be?
I've ridden the Teresa train for a long time, and it's too late in the season to get off of it.
Okay. Well, I was shocked that she got by last week, and now I'm starting to feel more 50-50, hilariously, on her versus Leslie.
It's ridiculous, Ashley. Cannot believe that you're not sold out yet. I'm so convinced with the way the story's being unfolded in front of our eyes that Teresa and Gary will be there in the end. I will say this as a thought: somebody's been there, somebody's walked through it with real life. He has a lot of explaining to do, and he has a lot of probably. After watching this episode specifically, he's going to have a lot of things that need to be undone that you cannot undo necessarily without a lot of work, a lot of communication, a lot of validation. I think it's going to be a really hard episode for really whoever is with him at the end to watch.
Ben, we love Gary, right? America loves Gary. If this was a 30-year-old guy saying all this stuff, would he be able to get away with this?
Mm-mm. No shot. Maybe. I kind of did a similar thing, right?
You didn't milk it so. You didn't say it so much, so many times.
Yeah, and I don't know if I got away with it. I don't think I did.
You didn't. You said it so much more simply, and you didn't get away with it.
I'm worried about Gary, but here's the thing: I've been there, and I'm not mad at him for this. I know his emotions are all over the place, and I know he's saying what he's feeling, and I know he's being as honest and as authentic as he can with who he's with. I'm not mad at him for it. I'm not angry at Gary. Yeah. I don't have any ill will towards Gary. I don't think he means to be doing what he's doing. I will just say Gary's in trouble. He's in big trouble, and it can't be easy in whatever household he's now spending his time in.
But I will say, I do feel like both these ladies will be far more forgiving than maybe a lady of her 20s or 30s.
I think that's a part that is worth, definitely considering, is the partner in this is probably saying, I get it. I get it. You're doing your best. Hey, it's going to be an incredible, incredible couple. One more episode. We got next week off. It's obviously the holidays. We're going to be celebrating the holidays. And then the next week, I am going to be on the edge of my seat to see how this plays out. Neither of us know, but we have our intuitions. I'm going to be sad to see it go, Ash. It's fired me up in a way I haven't been fired up before.
I'm going to be sad to see this version of you gone too.
I don't know if we'll ever get it again. Yeah, anyways. Well,
hopefully we will. As we discussed in the past couple of weeks, we have no idea if it'll be renewed again. Ratings-wise, it certainly should be, but it'll be up to the creators. So maybe we'll get more word in 2 weeks. Until then, love you guys. Thank you so much. I've been Ashley.
And I've been Ben.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.